Time to catch up with Dave Reneke. He's the man who knows everything that's going on in the heavens. And you've got to tell us, Dave, Jeff Bezos, he's a rising to the skies and he's got to go higher than Branson. I hear 21Ks higher than what Richard Branson did, correct?
Yeah, g'day, Bill. Okay, yeah, this is going to be history in the making. I mean, hey, isn't this a year of the spaceship when you think about it, you know? We've had Branson fly and fly successfully, but this is going to be different for a lot of reasons. I mean, this is Bezos.
Yeah.
The richest man in the world. He's about $220 billion, I think he's worth. And poor old Richard's in there around about 7 or 8. He's not doing that well. and Elon Musk must be sulking a bit at $190 billion. But Jeff Bezos is one of these people you've got to admire. He's not gregarious. He isn't sort of put anybody down. He personally thanked Elon, even though they're in competition. But this flight is going to be brilliant because you're taking off on a rocket. You're not in a plane or anything. And you're going to experience exactly what the Apollo astronauts experienced there. They're in the capsule with you and a few other people. You've got panoramic windows, 360-degree view. You'll go up to 100 K, a little bit higher than Branson went, and that's the official Kármán line, K-A-R-M-A-N. This is the designated line where space starts.
Oh, right, okay. And this is where, and Branson was doing that primarily to show that it's possible to go suborbital but still fly to other places on the planet. The idea is to get to London in, a couple of hours. That's the ultimate,
correct,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's an airline man, and you'll find that he'll have a space line, and he'll be offering these trips to take you anywhere in the world in an hour or so. I mean, there's going to be, this is the way it's going to be. There'll be no 12, 13-hour flights to LA anymore. It'll be 1 or 2 hours maximum, you know. But Bezos, once you reach 100K, he will create the record. He's gone up to the point where they said they'll be. You take your seatbelts off, float around the capsule, and experience that feeling of no weight on your body as they did with Branson.
Now, who gets to go with Jeff Bezos? It's record break, isn't it? Oldest and the youngest person or something.
Yeah, his brother's going with him. And the interesting thing about it was there's going to be a passenger on board, the oldest and the youngest people to fly in space. And we talked about her. Her name's Wally Funk. Now, Wally Funk is the 82-year-old woman now who was one of the original Mercury 13, the women trained for astronauts way back in the 60s, and they were discarded for reasons we talked about earlier because NASA didn't believe that the female frame was suited to outer space.
God.
So she was the youngest of the Corps. She did better than most of the blokes did. Now, Bezos, this is why I like this bloke. It's on video. He walked up to her there last month, and he put his arms around. He said, "How would you like to fly in space?" The woman's face just lit up. She said, "I've waited all my life for this." So he's taking her on board. I'm getting choked up just thinking about it.
Yeah.
And he's taking her on board. What a beautiful gesture that is. And also, the sweepstakes was held last week. And it was won by a UK businessman, $28 billion, I think.
God.
Remember we talked about that?
Yeah.
So here's the funny part. I mean, the guy can't take it. He can't use it because he's committed here with his business. He's got conferences and meetings and God knows, goodness me, I'd put them off.
Right, exactly. He postponed them.
So he's given the ticket away, but he's given it away to his son. His son's an 18-year-old fellow by the name of Oliver Damon, D-A-E-M-E-N. Now, he's going to fly in Dad's place, and he's going to be the youngest person in space. So the youngest and oldest on board are going to be taking off like a rocket, as they say, tonight at 11 o'clock.
And this proves, getting that Wally Funk up there, proves that Buzz Aldrin could always head back into space. I mean, he's dying to head up there again. I'm not sure how his heart would hold up. But
he couldn't. No, he'd be he'd physically not able to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was 72 or 3 when I met him, and that was 15 years ago.
He's 91 now,
He'd be up around, he's the last one of the three left. But look, you know, I mean, this is going to be, this is the start of what we talked about, okay? We're talking about space tourism now.
Yeah, I know. And apparently Virgin Galactic is giving away a couple of seats. This competition started, has it, or something?
Oh, yeah, get your pen handy. Get your listeners to grab a pen and paper. I'll give you a website to go to. This is called Space for Humanity. It's a charity aid foundation in America. and it's globally recognised. It's nothing like, it's not dodgy or anything like that. What they try and do is to build and expand the access to space to train our leaders of tomorrow. Young up-and-coming people, engineers, scientists, astronomers, technicians, you name it, global network of people equipped for this brand new age that we're talking about. So what they're doing, they're offering two seats on Richard Branson's spaceship. Now, if you want to go on that, your listeners don't have to pay any money.
What?
Nobody has to, because there's no entry money at all needed, but there is a but. You only get one ticket for that. You go in the sweepstakes. It's a global sweepstakes. And you know how many people live on this rock.
Yeah.
So this is the you get your ticket and in you go. It's like taking one ticket in the lotto. Okay, the more tickets you buy, the better. Now you get 50 entries if you want to for $5.
That's not bad going. 50 out of how many billion in the world? So yeah,
seven. there's 100 entries for $10. Now if you want to, if you got heaps of money like you have, you can get 2,000 tickets for $100.
Yeah, but even 2,000 tickets in a population of 4 or 5 billion is still like one chance in 100,000. You know.
Yeah, but it's the way it's written. You think, oh my, look at this. Yeah. People will buy. Look, I don't care. This money's going to a good cause, and whoever wins it is going to jump on a spaceship. But also, when you win that, you get a guided tour, personal VIP tour by Richard of Spaceport America. And they fly you there and back and put you up in a hotel. Closes on September 1, so you better get your listeners get ready, go on the website. September 1, finishes at the end of September. And the only website I've got available to tell you about to make it easy is Omaze, O-M-A-Z-E. I don't know what that is. I haven't clicked on it, but it is a website for them. And if you want to, go to my website, and I've got a link directly to the page where you buy the
ticket. That's probably easier, DaveRenicke.com. Have a look at DaveRenicke.com.
DaveRenicke, D-A-V-I-D, R-E-N-E-K-E.com.
Now, speaking of space tourism, here's a bargain basement trip up to the heavens. This Florida company offering a near trip to space in a luxury space balloon for only $125,000.
Well, you can afford this one.
Yeah.
This one's in your bracket. It's only $125,000.
Yeah, nice.
A mere pittance, yeah. So this is not exactly a flight into space. It's a company called Space Perspective, and they come from Florida. Why not? It's a trip to the upper atmosphere in 2024. $125,000 puts you in the race. $1,000 deposit will hold it for you if you want to. And you're in a hot air balloon. That's what it is. But this is no ordinary hot air balloon. It's lifted the conventional way, but this is big. It's 700 feet tall. The whole thing would fit into the... Yeah, it's just huge. It's going to be massive. The whole thing would fit into the Sydney Cricket Ground.
Jeez, okay, this is a massive... Oh, God, okay.
Big balloon, yeah. But it's got a capsule underneath it called Spaceship Neptune. 360-degree panoramic windows, Wi-Fi if you want it. Get a glass of champagne. It'll be the size of, say, a football field, and you won't require any training for it. It's just like going up in an ordinary balloon flight, but you're going up a little bit higher. You're going to go up to a point where you'll look down, and you remember the jump by Felix Baumgartner?
Yeah, I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what it'll be like for you there if you were to step outside, which you couldn't. But if you look down, that's what you'd see.
Yeah, it just sounds a bit more attainable than those, unless you're winning the lottery or can pay a lot of money for a space ticket.
You'll still see two out of three things that you won't that you'll get on the Richard Branson flight. Or both. You'll see the curvature of the Earth. You'll see that quite clearly. And you'll see that thin purple line around the Earth, which is our atmosphere. But you won't have the weightless condition floating around.
Okay, right.
Yeah, that's the only thing. But look, for $125,000, you've got a hell of a view there and a good story to tell and a great holiday.
Amazing.
And it's fairly safe. I mean, goodness me... you know, that's the poor man's space flight, if you look
that's
at
what
it that
I'm
way.
Thinking, exactly. Yeah, it's so much fascination with space. Just a couple other things before you go, Dave. The Hubble Space Telescope back in operation. They've done a rejig and they've actually, they've uploaded something new to the computers?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, GOD. You've heard my prayers, yes. I have been good. They've repaired it. Yeah, it is up and running. Good news is we've got the Hubble back again. They fixed a control unit there that supplied electricity into the computer. It was knocked out, so they couldn't turn it on. And they put it in the safe mode, just like you do with your own computer. That was done halfway through this month, only well, a bit over a week ago now. What they've done in the meantime is try to kick the backup components up and running. They did. They finally, after a few tries, managed to get the backup system working, and it supplied the amount of power needed to generate the workings of the scope. So it's back in operation. We've got Hubble now for maybe 3 to 5 years, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. That's 5 years' worth of deep space exploration will be very, very handy. One final thing, David, too. They're talking about a new space station, this one to orbit the moon, though, and not the Earth.
Yeah, this is a good idea. It's a necessity to do that. We'll get that out the right way.
Yeah.
It's being built by Northrop Grumman, who are an American company with a big aerospace history behind them. Habitation and Logistics Outpost, it's called HALO, and it's there for a way station for when we finally do go to the moon. You get out and refresh and stretch your legs and have a wash, get into a shuttlecraft and go down to the moon base. So it's there for that reason, plus it's a stopping off point between here and, say, Mars and the other planets in the future.
Yeah.
Now, not only that, but space stations being built by India at the moment, Russia and China around Earth. So it's going to be pretty crowded up there, and this moon base will be something that's needed, and it'll be used by everybody.
Oh, it's going to fuel the economy. I mean, look, the economies of a lot of countries will get a boost because of this once this tourism thing happens. So, look, if you're looking at a new way to fuel countries, this is the way to go.
Well, we're talking about space flight into space here. You watch what's coming next. What you'll see in the next decade will be the same thing we're looking at now with Branson and Bezos, but the object will be a trip to the moon, either a suborbital flight around the moon or a landing on the moon.
Yeah,
I think you'll see flights around the moon will be offered by one of these people, maybe Musk. Can you imagine that?
Well, he'll have to get into this space somehow because he won't want to be left behind.
No, he won't get. Don't you worry. He's in there thinking, but he's got bigger plans, and he's the one that's going to get us to Mars, I think, eventually.
Right.
Look, it's really going. The whole thing's just a brand new ball game now. And by the way, today's 52 years since Neil walked on the moon.
That's correct. Congratulations. What a
that's
great achievement.
That's why Bezos is flying. Yeah,
And that was the way he. I know Branson wanted to be first, but Jeff wanted to do it on such a landmark event. And good on him.
Good luck to him.
DavidRenicky.com.
I'm glad Richard Branson went first because he did deserve it.
Yeah.
Bill Cohen, he was the one that kickstarted the whole thing, you know.
DavidRenicky.com. Check out the website for more of the stuff we're talking about, or maybe if you've got a question for David, you can do that too, and maybe find out about the trip to Norfolk Island that's coming up at the end of the year. The details are all there. You've still got a few spots open for that.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you. Look, we're almost full. We've got 4 seats left only. 4? And this is for December this year. We're going to look at next year as well. But look, the planets are up in a beautiful position around December. We've got a 7-day fly-drive holiday. We're going to tour the island. Look, it's a good price. And there are only 4 tickets left. If anyone wants any information, it's on my website, davidrenicky.com, DavidRenicky.com. I'd love to do that. I'm just keen. It's one of those beautiful places I've always wanted to go to. And we're going to try and kickstart tourism, you know, to the island by doing it this way. So there you go. Mm.